Belinda presents this unabridged recording of From the Stars Above, Frontier, Book 12, written by Peter Watt and read by John Vos. For my beloved wife, Naomi. The two soldiers dressed in jungle green field uniform lay side by side behind their self-loading rifles. Gone were the Lee Enfield bolt-action 303 rifles of past conflicts. The new Belgium-designed FNSLR with its 20-round magazine was now issued to Aussie soldiers. Neither man spoke or moved, as together they covered a clearing in front of a Chinese settlement. They had been on watch since midnight the previous evening. It was now near midday, and the tropical sun blazed down on the carefully camouflaged Australian troops. The two men were not alone. Other members of the platoon were hidden not far away, in the line of heavy rainforest opposite the settlement houses. For Private Patrick Duffy, the landscape was familiar, as he had spent his very young days growing up in Malaya, until he and his mother had been forced to flee in the face of the advancing Japanese army. Patrick had been able to reach Australia, but his mother had died in Changi prison on the last day of the Pacific War. The soldier beside Patrick was Aboriginal. Teretuba had grown up alongside Patrick on Glenview Cattle Station in central Queensland. They were as close as brothers could be and had enlisted in the Australian Army together 2 years earlier. Teretuba was accepted by his fellow soldiers for his uncanny tracking abilities and quick sense of humour, while Patrick was a natural leader, despite his lowly military rank.